The Edwards County School Board Monday night gave the approval to advertise for bids for a proposed vocational building. The estimate from ADG Architects for the building came in at $3.75 million, which is more than the board had anticipated. However, with the reserve in the sales tax funds, the additional would be affordable, according to Superintendent Cowger. The proposed new structure will also utilize a portion of the current auto class building on the west side of the K-12 campus. The bid opening will take place prior to the October board meeting. The fiscal year 26 budget was tentatively approved. The overall budget shows a deficit of $1,085,215. Largely, that's in part to the estimated expenditure for the new vocational building. The proposed expenditures for the coming year, $13,467,489, and revenues of $12,382,274. The board approved an anonymous donation in the amount of $56,918 for new Chromebooks and also approved an anonymous donation of $5,000 for the football program. Milk prices were adjusted from the original 35 cents per half pint to 40 cents. The district enrollment is down for the district by 9 students. Total enrollment district-wide is 783 students. The high school enrollment, according to Principal Dale Smittler, is up 33 students. After executive session, the board voted to accept the resignation of bus drivers Chris Cox and Debbie Larkin, also paraprofessional Kaylee Clark. All coaches were reemployed for the district, and also paraprofessional Annie Langford was employed by the district. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.